The four travelers panted as they at last reached the shelter of the rocks that closed off the far end of the canyon into which the party had fled. One pulled an emaciated water skin from her belt and passed it to her companions. "There's no use running anymore. They have horses and we do not. We make our stand here," she said as she checked the action on the one working rifle they had between them. The others nodded in mute agreement as they took their turns slaking their thirst. The wait was not long. The pursuers soon arrived. The clatter from the bags of meeples tied to their saddles echoed dully in the hot afternoon. The brim of the largest one's sombrero was festooned with cubes of many colors, no doubt showing that he alone had curried the most favor with the local magistrate. A victory point track draped over his shoulder took the place of a bandolier. He dismounted and approached their shelter.
"Hola, senora," he said sweetly in a thick accent. "We are the true believers, you know, the Ameritrashes."
Only the woman's eyes and the barrel of her rifle showed above the rocks. "If you are the true believers, then where are your dice?" she challenged. A look of confusion passed over the large, ugly face of the Mexican.
"Dices?"
he stammered as confusion turned to anger.
"We ain't got no dices. We don't need no dices. I don't have to show you any stinking dices."
His sudden lurch for the concealed pistol in his belt was halted by a shot from the rifle. In the dusty hills of the Sierra Madre, life is cheap on Fat Thursday.
Welcome to Fat Thursday. I'm Josh Look.
And I am Jeff Luce.
Tonight, what do we play, Jeff? We played Attica.
Attica.
We played Attica.
And we played Pax Porfiriana.
Yeah.
So let's start with Attica.
Attica, this is our contribution to the Eurogame Reclamation Project.
Yeah, right, which is bullshit because Eurogames generally suck. We're talking about German family games.
Right.
Of the glory day, the heyday of Teutonic board gaming.
Yeah.
Which we would classify as perhaps 97-2005.
2005, things had gone downhill by then.
I'm giving a little
Euro games were very solvable at that point.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Attica, produced by Rio Grande.
Rio Grande out here in the States.
That's
out
big.
Here in the sticks.
Rio Grande. That's
Rio
Algonquin.
Grande.
That's Algonquin for Big River.
Is that a Pee-wee? Was that Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, that's from Wayne's World.
Oh, Wayne's World. Yeah.
Millie Wonka.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's put out by Rio Grande and like 86 other thousand wannabes.
Because it's German.
Right.
Yeah, it's what they do.
They put out games all over the place.
They pimp their shit out, man.
Right. Put a big furry hat on that thing, give it a cane.
Yeah.
Pimped out.
Yeah.
So Attica.
Attica. Two T's, one K.
Because it's German.
Yeah.
All right. So basically in this game, what you got
is... It's a race game.
It's a race game.
Yeah.
It's a race game. You got a modular board.
Modular board.
What you're doing is you're placing your little buildings upon the board in an attempt to draw a line from one point to another, which they call temples.
Temples.
Because it's Greek.
Yep. It's a Greek theme.
A Greek theme.
Really comes through.
And you get bonuses for placing buildings in a specified order.
Because you got different buildings, and you got like a little chart.
Right.
Right.
So the buildings are themed like you got the urinal. And then you got the locker room,
right.
And then you got the sauna, just like at your regular Turkish gym.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do things in that order, you get a little bonus. Hey, great, things don't cost as much.
Right.
Otherwise, you're paying these resource cards, you know, your typical wood, stone, sheep.
There's nothing, they're not breaking any ground in the resource
genre. It's
the same shit. If you like water, if you like wood, if you like rocks, then
I'm all for rocks.
I think you're really gonna like the resource selection.
Right. So in the end, you're racing against your opponents to form this line before they do.
Right.
But what this has that, which I would say disqualifies it from the Eurogame category as we know it today, is a lot of fuck you in your faces.
There's a lot of dickishness.
Yeah, there is a lot of I'm putting my shit here just for no other reason than just to bring salty tears.
Salty tears.
To your eyes because they're delicious.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we had a
We had a good time.
A reasonably good time, sure.
A reasonably good time with the game.
Right.
It's not the core Avengers team or, you know, Justice League or Fantastic Four.
Right. I wouldn't place it.
It's a second stringer.
Right. It's not Captain America.
No, it's not.
That's Catan.
That is Catan.
Catan is Captain America.
Yeah.
You might want to say that Ra. Ra could be Wasp.
It could be Ant. Well, no, it's not Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's a little more cerebral.
Yeah.
I would say that in the Fantastic Four genre, we would call Attica. What were they called?
Medusa. The Inhumans. Yeah.
She's like Medusa. She comes in, she hangs out with the Human Torch for a while. She's got her hair with the little ovals on it, whatever's going on with that. I don't know. She hangs out for a while. You don't mind when she shows up?
I think you're thinking of someone else, actually.
Hey.
So, no, because you said hanging out with the Human Torch.
Human Torch
hung out with a different chick. Medusa's married to Black Bolt. Okay.
Well, who was the girl that hung out with Johnny Storm?
Crystal.
Crystal what, name. Though? Well, she's got to have a last name.
Like. It's the Inhumans. They don't have fucking last names. Okay. They live on the moon.
So anyway, what we're saying here is Attica is the Crystal
of
German board gaming.
Yes.
Like her when she shows up. Not sorry to see your ass going out the door.
Well, okay.
You're not sorry to see... You are sorry to see Crystal leave?
I might be sorry to see Crystal leave.
You've got a crush on Crystal.
Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Pax Porfiriana.
All right, Pax Porfiriana, a card game based around the Mexican-American border.
What did you just call it?
Pax Porfiriana.
I called it Pax... Now, I think I called it something different.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You're very
and now wrong. I can't. Now I can't.
Just another level, which you're wrong about this game, which we'll get to in a minute. All right. So anyway, it's a card game, a tableau game, as we like to call
tableau
it.
Tableau builder.
Right. About the Mexican-American border, circa 1898 to 1920.
I am so into it.
No, you're a liar. Designed by Phil Eklund, came out, I don't fucking know, last year, the year before. Who cares? Relatively recent. What I want to say about this game is this game kicks butt. For a tableau builder, it is the pinnacle, in my personal opinion. However, Josh, because he's wrong, thinks otherwise.
I play a lot of tableau builders. Now,
I'm pretty much an expert on the tableau.
Listen, you may be a bit surprised by this, but I have built a few tableaus in my day, all right? I know what it looks like. I know how to build one, all right? This game, I can't really build my tableau.
Can't get your tableau
can't really
on.
Can't get my tableau on. I mean, like a two or three card tableau seems to be about the best that I can
so
do.
So what you're saying is it's a tableau tease.
I'm saying it is a tableau tease. A tableau tease.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree. Okay. Josh has a lot of problems because, number one, he was pretty hammered. Let's start off by saying Pax Porfiriana is a game in which socking it to your friends is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
There is a lot of sticking it to your neighbor.
Yeah.
And Josh got ruthlessly hammered. I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
I deserved it at first.
Well, you always deserve to get the shit under the stick as far as that goes. But, oh, look, there's a sourpuss. I'm sorry, Josh. I still love you. It's okay. It's good. All right. So anyway, Josh got hammered into a corner. Shit tons of unrest on his cards, meaning that is all his little resources. Tableau was...
I was making no money.
Nullified.
Yeah.
You were nullified.
Well... There wasn't a whole lot I could do about it.
Wait, here's my Oprah. And how did that make you feel?
Oh, God.
Everybody look under your chairs. You get an unrest. And you get an unrest.
I just couldn't. I couldn't deal with it.
I'm with you.
I
hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do anything about it. And luckily the game ended before it got to be too
much.
Luckily
we were playing with Al Rose, who just wins anything
he looks at.
The douche.
If he's thinking about a game... If he's thinking about
it, it's won before it even comes out of the box.
Yeah, he won it before he even thought. He won it before he even knew he wanted to play it.
Before he even knew he was going to play it.
Yeah.
That's engineering.
Yeah, it's like fa-fa.
Let him
stay focused on talking about the game.
All right, so anyway, so Josh got hammered. He was a little upset by that. Felt a little powerless, maybe?
Well, the thing is, I think it kind of brought some of the flaws in the game to the forefront. It is... a card game. It's random. We expect that. It's a game with a lot of dickishness, as we mentioned beforehand. I expect that. All right? Where I have a problem, though, is any time in which I get backed in a corner and I literally can't do anything to get out of it, because the game fluctuates so much that if you start to make a plan, you're not guaranteed to be able to see that plan through. That's kind of where I have a problem with it. And the game can run a long time. So anytime where you've got a long-running game and you've got that, it kind of turns into a slog.
It takes your lumps.
Yeah.
So I'm on board for PAX. I'm a big fan. Josh.
I think I'm separated.
He's out. I'm out. He's done. He's cashing his chips.
I'm done.
Yeah. No more Mexicali. No more pesos. No more. We don't need no badges.
No.
What's the next game you're going to play that you get to say that? Badges?
Badges?
Badges? We got no badges. It'll be a long time.
You think so?
Yeah, because I... Yeah.
I'm going to find a game with badges.
Okay.
All right.
We're done.
That's it for Fat Thursday this week. I am Josh Look.
And I'm Jeff Lewis. And if you like what we're doing here, please, by all means, go on iTunes and rate us at 4 or 5 or higher.
Yeah.
Because, frankly...
Those are the only two ratings they have. If you click on the 3, the 2, or the 1 ratings... Tonight, I'm going to have a
new... Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go out to the lobby and have ourselves a treat. That was my interlude.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I had a career as a drive-in singer.
Happens.
Right. A kitten dies.
Yeah.
A kitten dies. Yeah. And what we're saying...
It might be yours. Not saying it's going to be yours,
but it might be yours. All right, so that's it.
That's how you want to go out there, threatening people's kittens?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, how else? How else are we supposed to get things done? The internet loves cats.
It's got to end somewhere.
Yeah.